Before becoming a member of the European Parliament, our guest today had long been an established public figure in the Czech Republic, one of the founders of one of the most successful television channels in Central and Eastern Europe, TV Nova. He was the channel's CEO for 9 years. He was then elected a senator for the region of Znojmo before becoming a member of European Parliament in 2004. In this edition of One on One, we talk to Vladimír Železný. Mr. Železný, do people still address you director or pane řediteli in Czech?
Yes, still, it's very strange. When I'm walking through the street, the most usual title is not MEP or Mr., but Mr. Director.
Your critics said that you were a politician even before you became a senator in 2002, because for 9 years you appeared every Saturday in TV Nova's highly popular one-man show Volejte řediteli, or Call the Director, in which you also discussed politics. Did you feel like a politician back then?
No. Of course, any journalist, and I am a journalist by profession, any journalist is allowed to discuss politics. And then, when he will enter real political life and he will take responsibility as a politician, you cannot blame him for previous activity. I spent all my life as a journalist, and it should be silly to be journalist, to be on the screen and not to comment.
In 1997, your TV broadcast a report which claims that then Prime Minister Václav Klaus owned a villa in Switzerland he bought secretly with dirty money. But he never took you to court. What was the out-of-court settlement you agreed on?
You see, you must take into account that your journalists, if you are CEO of a big television station, and we were a big television station, your journalists are tempted to play their own games. And this was one of two or three similar examples when the head of news operation misused his position and smuggled this news, by the way, at the moment when I was in the United States, smuggled it into the news. It was a very unfortunate event. We clearly and very soon established through independent research that it's not true, it's false. We apologized and we agreed that exactly same place, same duration of the program will be devoted to denial of this unfortunate news, and we repeated it, if I'm not mistaken, 5 or 6 times. This was the agreement.
There's another scandal involving the current TV Nova, in which reporters worked together with a member of Czech Parliament, Mr. Tlustý, who provided some staged photos of himself in an attempt to show that Czech politics is rotten and follows immoral lines of negotiations and of political struggle. What do you think of this case? Could it have happened under your term?
We must distinguish. The first case, I was responsible. I was CEO. Now I am far from Nova. I know a little details of this case, so I will comment it from outside. My opinion is that Mr. Tlustý did excellent work. Excellent work. Yes, he knew already, and there were rumors that some political circles were preparing some campaign against him. So he prepared campaign against himself in advance, and he put this material into circulation. And he watched what will happen with this material. It was very nice. I should call it political experiment. And it proved to be successful. From my point of view, it was excellent defense. Before somebody will fabricate some vicious material against you, you will create not so vicious, well, some sensitive material, let's say, and you will watch the fate of this material. So my guess is it was a very smart move of Mr. Tlustý, and when much bigger scandal of the political circles which were involved in this was revealed, of course they blamed Mr. Tlustý, but the real blame should be aimed at a different direction, by my opinion.
In 2004, during your term as a senator, you were against the accession of the Czech Republic into the European Union, and now you're a member of the European Parliament. Do you now believe that it's good that we joined?
I am happy that we joined. I was not against our presence in the European Union. I was against conditions which were attached to our accession. That's a big difference. And I am still not only unhappy with those conditions, I am outraged with new and new conditions and new restrictions and regulations which are imposed upon us. So the situation is not better, I should say. Situation is worse. I left the Czech Republic for Brussels as a euro-realist or euro-skeptical politician. Now I am fierce euro-skeptical politician because it's over-regulated environment which strongly resembles what we know from our communist past. They are outraged and they are very angry when I am telling the plenary, for instance, in my speech, sorry, we know it. We know what will be the result of this because exactly same regulation or exactly same stupidity was imposed by communist regime in our country. And they are surprised and they are telling us, well, we are democracy, we are a democratic structure, that's something totally different. No, it's unfortunately, it's not.
In one of your motions in the European Parliament, you have proposed a moratorium on the use of the word sustainable. What is it that bothers you so much about this particular word?
You see, it was genius of Orwell who gave us a lesson that totalitarian regime is starting with misuse of language. It's a loss of meaning of words. All this is very dangerous, and we know it from our own experience. We were not democracy. We were people's democracy under communist regime, which is stupid because people's democracy means democracy of democracy. So such strange words which are improving as jewels, improving some sensitive expressions like sustainable. We have everything is sustainable in European Union or should be sustainable. Misuse of such words is the first step towards totalitarian thinking. That's why I tried to warn that this misuse will change our sensitivity to creation of totalitarian thinking.
Your term in the European Parliament will expire next year. Are you going to run again for the European Parliament or perhaps for the Czech Parliament?
In case of European Parliament, frankly speaking, I will be very frank, I do not know. It means to sacrifice another 5 years for living at airports. It's not the most favorable way how you can spend last years of your life. The sacrifices in private life are so incredibly big. So my guess is I don't know.